Okay, so can you tell me about your experience with the shrines you visited? If there was any kalam you interacted with or read about, and generally how it all made you feel?
The interesting part about my experience with shrines is that I have never ever recited or discovered a kalam specific to that particular shrine. However, I have had a long-standing history with shrines. It's something that my family, well, my family isn't exactly interested in shrines because my father's side of the family is, they belong to a strict tradition of Wahhabism, and most people or most Wahhabi practitioners don't exactly believe in the practice of going to shrines because they feel as if it's not a part of the religion and that it's an extra addition. Some of the stricter sects believe that it's almost as bad as shirk, but a few degrees lower. My mother's side of the family experiences shrine in mostly a cultural position. However, they do believe in some interesting lore. For instance, one of the reasons, when I went to Bibi Pak Daman in Lahore, one of the reasons why I felt like I could connect with that particular place is because of my grandmother, who used to read us this particular, it was this one tiny little white book. It was a book of Wazife. Basically, you read those particular stories, you distribute a certain kind of shirini or something sweet, and after reading those stories for a particular amount of times, because you remember these particular people or remember these particular bibiya or particular holy women or even saint-like women, although the concept of saints does not exist in Islam per se, if you read those stories for a certain number of times during a certain time of the day and distributed shirini afterwards, then whatever hardship you're praying for or whatever deep pure desire you have or whatever difficulty you're going through will vanish because you've remembered them, and this remembrance is close to God as well, because these people were godly people. One of the reasons why I liked Bibi Pak Daman was because this shrine was dedicated to the bibiya. This shrine was dedicated to, this is a, I would not attribute a certain sect to a particular shrine. However, this was supposed to be a Shia shrine, and I do feel as if the practice of Shia culture is more exuberant and is more emotional than, say, anything that happens in the Sunni sect. And I feel like shrines are something that don't solely belong to the Shia sect, but this particular place felt as if it could welcome me as a woman. And for the most part, it felt very safe. I enjoyed it. One of the reasons why I wanted to go to Bibi Pak Daman was, this is going to sound weird, but I felt as if the place had been calling to me for a very long time. And for some reason, every time I made a plan to go with somebody else, even I've never made a plan with men to go to that place, but every time I would want a female friend to go with me, it would somehow end up cancelled. So I decided to just go alone. It was very nice. There's a bazaar surrounding the place, and the graveyard is actually pretty beautiful. However, my experience with shrines goes back to both the city of Karachi and both the city of Multan. Multan is the city of shrines, to the point where there's a myth floating around that says that if there were any more shrines in that place, then you'd be able to perform a pilgrimage in Multan, which is odd, but okay, we'll give them that. I don't visit a lot of those shrines, but most of them are visible when you cross the streets. Most of them are visible when you go across the main streets. One of the main shrines there, or the biggest darbars you could say, are Shahrukh Ne Alam. It's a place for tourists as well. You see mostly touristy people being there, not necessarily very religious people there. However, the most interesting experience I've had is the shrine of, in Karachi, not Bahadur Shah Zafar, what am I doing? Zakaria, Baudin Zakaria's Mazar. Is that the one?
I think so.
Yeah, that's Baudin Zakaria's Mazar. Yeah, that's Baudin Zakaria. Baudin Zakaria is rumored to have stopped the sea. I have a very deep connection with the sea because, well, I was raised and born and raised in Karachi, and it feels like a spiritual experience just to have the water float over the sand. And anyways, Baudin Zakaria is known to have prevented Karachi from sinking. Karachi is several thousand feet under the sea level, not above it, and he is said to have stopped the sea waves from coming to destroy the city of Karachi, and it is said that his presence still keeps the city at bay and has the city recover from tons of storms every single year, which is why a lot of people visit him. However, there's one thing to be noted at Baudin Zakaria's Mazar, which is that it is one of the most crowded places I have ever seen to the point where claustrophobia seems like a colorless word in front of it. One of the things that I noticed when I first visited Baudin Zakaria's Mazar as a child was that I thought they had escalators on those, and there are a lot of stairs you have to climb to go at the very top, and you only get a few minutes because you have to be pushed back down. I felt as if there were escalators there, but turns out there were just so many people constantly moving up and down that the stairs, the very static stairs, seemed to give the effect of a million people moving up and down. I did not, unfortunately, have a profound experience other than getting to eat sweet, sugar-filled things at the mazar, especially because there were so many people and I was also getting scolded by my parents. But a lot of people really dress up to go to these mazars because they feel like they need to have a certain presence in front of Baudin Zakaria, who was a saint, I guess. It's very interesting because you have to pay to put a chadar on top of the grave as well. And we're not really sure where that grave goes, but I remember studying that the mazar itself is a very political place, and it had, I think it was Pervez Musharraf who had interest in its renovation, and a lot of other political entities within Karachi. Karachi has been suffering at the hands of many political entities like MQM or PPP, and some of these parties had vested political interests in these shrines. I think that's about it.
Thank you so much for coming.